Pete Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
After an octopus plane attacks that of the secret police while they are taking the Emir of Kano for his first flight, Clint decides to attempt to throw their enemy completely off the track while they make the non-stop flight to Banana in the Belgian Congo. Accordingly, he disguises three of the Emir's subjects to resemble himself, Speed, and Barney. These three doubles are to remain in prison so as to trick the octopus spies in Kano into reporting to their master that the secret police are still in the city. In reality, the boys are winging their way to Banana. With them is the Emir's farewell gift to Speed, his favorite dog. And now, arriving in Banana, the boys are wondering just what to do with the animal.
If he was a little dog, it wouldn't be so bad. But he's a good-sized hound, Speed. We can't lug him all over Africa.
The Emir will be awful mad, Barney, if we leave his dog in Banana. He made me promise I'd take good care of him.
Well, after all, it's up to Clint to decide whether we carry the dog with us or not. But he's planning on leaving our plane at Banana and going inland by boat, and a dog would be too much trouble.
But Lucky's been real good all during our flight between Kano and Banana.
Lucky? Is that what you're going to call him?
Why, sure. The Emir said he'd bring us luck. And that's sure a better name than what the Emir called him, Katsuma.
At least he knows that name. Whatever it is.
He knows Lucky, too. What? Hey, Lucky! Hey, Lucky!
Hey, get down! Keep off of me!
Speed called you, not me.
I like you, Barney.
Well, whether he likes me or not, he still can't go up to Leopoldville with us if I've got anything to say about it.
Oh, Barney.
No, kid, after all, I'm important in this setup, too, and what I say goes. When we're on that boat going up the Congo to Matadi, Lucky isn't going to be with us. I'm telling you, and no fooling. No, you can't get up on my lap. Shut up, will you? Yeah, go ahead and laugh. I'm important, all right, and what I say goes in the opposite direction.
Oh, but Speed was right, Barney. Traveling as tourists, the dog adds to our incognito.
Adds to our trouble, you mean?
Well, don't give so much time to worrying about Lucky that you forget you're supposed to be sightseeing, Barney. Now, watch what you say whenever anyone is near.
Yeah, I will. Don't you forget either, Speed.
No, sirree. Boy, it sure feels good not to be doing anything for a little while except sitting on the deck of a riverboat. Gosh, Clint, I can hardly believe we're going up the Congo River.
If this heat doesn't convince you, nothing ever will.
Oh, I don't mind it, Barney, but it sure is different from the Sahara heat. It seems damper.
A greater humidity, Speed. Don't forget we're below the equator now.
Yeah, in the fever country. Good old malaria.
Doesn't seem to bother the people down here.
Oh, no. Remember that officer we saw in Banana who'd been here for 5 years, and yet his face was white instead of brown from the sun?
Yeah?
Well, don't worry about it, Speed. We're traveling too fast for anything like fever to catch up with us.
Yeah, for a darn good reason. The octopus hasn't bothered us since we left Kano. That means only one thing, that he thinks we're still back there in jail. Meantime, we'll be in Leopoldville before he can prepare for us.
Gosh, Clint, supposing he isn't in Leopoldville after all.
I'm not sure that he is, Speed, but I have a hunch that his headquarters, if not actually in Leopoldville, is near it, perhaps hidden somewhere in the jungle.
Are we in the jungle now, Clint? All those trees and vines lining the banks of the Congo.
Yeah, that's a sample of it, Speed. But you'll see the real jungle after we leave the Congo and start inland for Leopoldville. We'll leave the boat at Matadi and then start inland by train.
Speaking of leaving things, I hope our plane is safe at Banana.
It is, Barney. Police protection.
Gosh, instead of a gal in every port, we got a plane in every city. The big one at Banana and my little pursuit plane in Kano. We're sure cutting ourselves off from civilization.
And not as long as we have our portable shortwave satellite on. That can bring us a rescue plane to us in no time. We should need one.
Uh-huh. If we can still talk over shortwave when we need the help.
Who could fly the planes in for us, Clint?
I made arrangements with the Emir of Kano to notify the Legion post if we need help. We'll get our flyers from them.
But...
Now, watch it. Careful, watch. Quiet, speak. Here come some other passengers. Remember, we're just tourists when we're around any strangers.
Okay. How soon will we come to Matadi?
Oh, in about another hour, I should say. You'll find it a very interesting place, my boy. On the fringe of the jungle, one might say. A very interesting place.
Zabul. Come here, Zabul.
Yes, Octopus Master.
Have any more messages come in from Kano?
Not since the last one, telling us that the secret police are still in prison.
But they left it long enough to disable one of my planes. I cannot understand how that happened, nor how the Emir happened to be with them.
The ways of the secret police are past understanding, Master.
They are clever, but I am more clever. Now they are prisoners once more. That is the important thing. And what of the Atlantean expedition?
Things are running smoothly there. Carlos Del Valle has made no trouble for our operator yet. He does not even suspect the shortwave technician as being one of our band.
Tell our operator not to fool himself. Del Valle sees a great deal when he least appears to be looking. It would be excellent if an accident were to happen to him. Then we would be sure of his suspecting nothing.
Shall I advise Atlantis to that effect, Master?
Yes, Sabul. And also advise them that the accident should happen very soon. Meantime, we have much work to do here in our jungle retreat.
Listen, Master.
This is one of our signal drums.
What is it saying?
Giant bird at banana.
Giant bird? That means a plane.
Yes, wait now. Police guard bird. It is empty. Those who were in it, travelers, traveled to Matadi by boat. Can that be the secret police plane at Banana?
But that is impossible. We know that Barlow and the others are imprisoned at Kano.
Yes, we know that, but still that plane. Zabul, call our operator at Banana on the shortwave set. Get full details concerning that plane and who was in it. I cannot depend on the observations of our native guards too much, and their drums do not give me necessary details, even though they brought me the news of the plane faster than the radio at Banana. Ask that operator why he did not notify me of the plane.
Yes, Master. It shall be done immediately.
Gosh, Clint. Seems funny they've got to transfer passengers from this boat to shore by that small boat instead of taking this one right up to the dock.
Well, the river's too shallow to take this boat, Insby. Don't you worry. We'll soon be ashore. We're the last passengers left, and the boat's already returning for us.
Yeah, but I don't like the look of those rapids up ahead there in the Congo, Clint.
Don't blame you, kid. The Congo rapids and cataracts are something to stay away from. But they won't give us any trouble. The guys that paddle those little boats between shore and the big boat have done it so often that they could make the trip blindfolded, I bet. But I hope they don't.
That shore boat looks awful light to me. And with only one man paddling, what'd happen if he lost his oars? The current would carry us right into those rapids.
That ain't what's worrying me. It's how we're going to get Lucky into the shore boat. He's looking at that water kind of doubtful-like. It'd be just like him to turn the boat over in midstream.
Look out, you two grannies. The shore boat's almost here. Now get ready to step into it.
Here, Lucky. You stay by me.
Is all our stuff together?
Yeah. They're bringing the baggage when all the passengers are safe on shore.
On the shore!
Yeah, we're ready. You go first, kid. You and the dog. Then if there's any room left, we'll follow.
Okay. Come on, Lucky.
All right. Now watch your step.
Okay, I'm settled. And so's Lucky.
And here we come. Yeah. Ooh. There we are.
Nothing fancy about this landing. It sort of catches catch can.
Well, this isn't the regular Matadi boat. We would have had to wait over a day if we'd have taken that one. This is a cargo boat. And the few passengers it carries are mostly old-timers.
Well, here we go. Now, you sit still, Lucky.
Yeah. The further we go out in the boat, the smaller the boat looks. I think it's shrinking.
So that rest you recently had certainly improved your imagination.
Yeah. No. Say, what goes on here? Hey, we're not heading directly for the dock. What ails the boatman?
Maybe he's swinging off for a reason, so he'll hit the dock square.
In that case, he'd be working upstream instead of down. Depending on the current, to ease him in at the right place.
Yeah, that's so. This way, we're swinging down towards the rapids.
Yeah. Say, boatman, are you having trouble with the current?
No. You sit still. I get you ashore.
Yeah, but how?
The captain of the big boat's worried, too. He's motioning to our boatman.
Clint, we are being swept down to the rapids. If we once get in them, we'll never stand a chance of getting out alive.
Well, what can we do?
Sit still, Speed. Hold on to the sides of the boat. If we should turn over, try to fling yourself clear of it.
You mean you think we're going into them?
What about it, boatman? Are you going to avoid the rapids?
No, can do. Never see river current so bad. Afraid we must ride rapids. We try to save you. Water.
You try, huh? Of all the passengers on the boat, he has to pick us to ride the rapids.
There's no time for wisecracks, Barney. Just hold on and hope for the best.
Yeah, we're getting in them. Boy, it feels like we're being shoved right and left by a big hand.
Yeah, and the worst is right ahead. Look at that water and those rocks. If we hit one of them, we're gone.
Try to balance the boat over these rapids. Keep open! Look ahead, those rocks!